You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein. Today I have with me Cheyenne Bostock. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited we're doing this, and I just realized that my microphone is not plugged in, so bear with me. But Cheyenne, we met about 3 years ago almost, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we met in New York at, it was like a panel event. And for coaches and stuff. And then I think we called ourselves the Phenomenal Five. There were five of us, right?
Yes.
It was so much fun. And then Cheyenne, you were actually on my show. Mm-hmm. A few months after that, about 3 years ago.
Yes.
So Cheyenne's back. And I'm going to read you guys a little bit about him, and then we'll get into some questions. And I'm going to plug in my microphone also. So Cheyenne Bostock is a life and relationship expert, author, and motivational speaker. He is best known for his provocative content catered to helping single women attract their ideal mates, including self-help books, food, sex, and peace of mind, and dating manual for single women. He has helped thousands of single women worldwide learn how to attract their ideal mates through his social media, books, coaching programs, and live events. Cheyenne has been featured on ABC's Here and Now, Good Day Fox 4, Arise TV, The Bill Cunningham Show, WBLS, The Quiet Storm with Lenny Green, Gossip Essence Live, and many other media publications and broadcasts. Follow Cheyenne on social media at Cheyenne Bostock, and his website is CheyenneBostock.com. Now, if you could just sing a song for 30 seconds. I'm back.
That was a wonderful introduction, by the way. Thank you.
Okay. So, Cheyenne, first of all, would you like to talk about your book? One of your books is behind you, or both of them?
Yes. So these two books, ladies, if you are single, you definitely want to get your hands on this black book, Dating Manual for Single Women, 30 Steps to Take Before a First Date. Jamie, I meet so many women every day who complain about their dating life. And their complaint is what's happening on the date and thereafter. But when they tell me what they're complaining about, I'm like, this could have been solved over the phone. You could have figured these things out over the phone. If you'd have taken the steps before the first date, you'll find yourself on the date with the right guy, the guy that you're attracted to, the guy who's checked the boxes, the guy that you really want to be with. And a lot of women are not doing that. So I wrote this book, Dating Manual for Single Women, 30 Steps to Take Before a First Date. And this other book, Food, Sex, and Peace of Mind, What a Woman Needs to Know to Keep a Man. What I'm finding with single women is they're not negotiating what they want in a relationship. I tell women, men want three things: food, sex, and peace of mind. When a man tells you that, what you then need to do is say, okay, I can give you that, but here's what you need to give me. What's happening out there is women are giving the man the food, they're giving him the sex, they're giving him the peace of mind, without negotiating what it is she wants. And at that point, it's too late. So in the book, I'm showing women how to stand firm and have standards, have requirements, and don't be afraid to negotiate to get what you want, because this is your life. This is the person you're going to be committed to. This is the person you're going to be with for a long time, your life partner, your husband. Set the terms for what you want for your life.
I love that you are this man who is all about women empowerment. Love that. It's very cool. And what's coming to me is that throughout this time with COVID and everything, people have been forming deeper connections and doing these conversations before you actually meet up. And that's what your message is. It's saying, your message is, one of the books you're talking about was, it's important to vet first.
Absolutely.
Vet the guy before you actually meet him. And then also establish what you're looking for, what you need. And that is beyond important.
Absolutely. And it's not just important for the woman, it's important for the guy too. There are a lot of men out there who are dating aimlessly, mm-hmm. and endlessly. For most guys, and this is something that I want women to understand and not be offended by. Most guys are after sex. When men date, their ultimate goal, like the end goal, is sex. But the woman, she wants entertainment. She wants engagement. She wants an experience. And a man is willing to spend the time or invest the time, the energy, the effort, and the money for her to have that experience in hopes, that he can sleep with her. But a lot of women, they watch so much Disney that they think that the guy is just supposed to show up and spend all this money on the movie, on the dinner, on the drinks, and then just say, okay, I had a great time, good night, bye. And he's like, wait a minute, I invested the dinner, the movie, the drinks, now where's my return? But these are things that you can figure out before the first date. Am I right about that, Jamie? Can't you talk on the phone and say, hey, what are you looking for? What do you want from this dating experience? Talk about it over the phone. And if the guy says, hey, I'm just looking to hook up, you can say, hey, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a little bit more. Okay, well, it was nice meeting you. No money, no time invested. No money or time wasted. Everybody's crystal clear on the phone for free. Nobody has to leave home.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of my clients recently have been pointing out that they're attracting the wrong type of person on the apps. And that's because they forgot to like check off or fill in the part where it says what they're looking for. And so, like, for instance, this one client of mine, she said that she keeps attracting these guys. Clearly, I mean, right away, they're asking for pictures and sending pictures and, you know, right away. And like this guy the other day wrote to her, the first thing was, hi, would you like to get a drink? And I'm just like, wait, how about a phone call? Or like, who are you? And do you want to know who I am? But that guy obviously just wanted sex, obviously. So it's important on these apps, even before the phone call or anything, if this is how you are, people are meeting people, it's one of the ways, to make it very clear on there. Because there is an option just looking for a relationship. I mean, just looking for a hookup or looking for a relationship.
But this is the thing that women need to understand about men. First of all, we're not reading your bio. We're not reading any of that. We're looking for pictures, and you just pointed it out. Hey, can you send me more pictures? I want to see your full body. I want to see you from a different angle because I'm trying to imagine you in bed. That's what I'm actually after. That's what I'm going for. I'm not interested in who you are because this is a dating app. I'm looking to, it's a numbers game. I'm trying to get as many numbers as possible, and I'm trying to get it as quickly as possible. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Men are not on dating apps looking for relationships. They're not looking for love. They're not looking for marriage. They're not looking for dating.
Yes, they are. This is interesting. This is going to be like a guy girl conversation here.
Right. Okay. But women are.
Men on Tinder, the average man, let's say, is maybe not looking for a relationship. But we have Bumble. We have Match. We have a Coffee Mates Bagel. Okay. There are men that actually do want a relationship that.
You know what, Jamie? You're right. There are men who want relationships. And they're, you know what type of men those are? Those are the men that women don't want.
See, okay. I would beg to differ because now I met my husband 10, 11 years ago before the apps. It was on match.com, the actual website. He's a genuine guy from St. Louis. He genuinely wanted to get married and have a relationship.
Well, that's wonderful. Let's put him in that 1%.
Yeah.
Let's put him in that 1%. Now, how can we help the world, find a guy like that? The world, the truth is, the world is not going to get a guy like that. That's a needle in a haystack.
Okay. I also have a brother and I have a male client I'm thinking of also they're very genuine. So I would just like to say, I had no idea that this conversation was going to go here, but I would like to offer that from my experience, what I've seen is that they're actually, yes, I agree that it's a smaller percentage of men out there, but there are actually more than people think there are. And women need to believe that they're going to find this type of guy if they're going to find this type of guy.
Well, this is my whole premise. This is the entire scope of the work that I do. And that's why a lot of my clients are in trouble. because they're trying to find a guy. I teach women how to attract a guy.
Yes, exactly.
There's a huge difference between finding and attract. When I go to the gym, I attract women.
Yeah.
When I go to church, grocery store, the bank, anywhere, women are drawn to me. It's the energy that I'm creating inside of me all by myself. And women have that same power. So when a woman asks, Cheyenne, how do I find a man? Already I know she's in trouble because she's looking for a magic pill. She's looking externally. She's not looking into. What she's looking for is for me to tell her what bar to go to, what city to go to, what event to go to. Whereas I'm like, if you are an attractive person, if you develop yourself each and every day to become more attractive, the right place to meet someone is any and everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, there's a possibility of meeting someone great. Why? Because greatness is inside of you and you are attracting that energy back to you because you're putting that energy out. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. You can helicopter me, blindfold me, take me to another part of the world, give me no resources, no money. I bet you I have a woman providing food for me, sex, and peace of mind because I know how to attract that kind of energy.
Exactly. It all comes from within. Our outside experiences are a reflection of our inner reality. So we do need to walk out. You know, you're talking about attraction. And yes, feeling good about ourselves on the outside is so helpful. But we also need to feel good about ourselves on the inside. And yes, I agree. You can move to China. You can move to Australia. And if you're not feeling good inside, nothing's going to change. Nothing. But if you are feeling good inside, you're going to keep on attracting no matter where you are.
Absolutely. That's it. That's it.
So it's so true and it's so beautiful and it's so life affirming and magical. So it sounds like you share this work with your clients. I do too. And I believe that the more people that learn how the law of attraction works, the better off everyone's going to be. You know, just it's going to spread. It's going to keep on spreading.
Yeah, it'll spread to your family members. It'll spread to your friends because I'm sure a lot of your single friends, they want to know, how'd you do it, Jamie? How'd you get married? How'd you get this guy to you know, snap his fingers and make things happen for you? They want to know what you did. And you have to share some things about yourself that you worked on to make this man see that value that was there. It wasn't about just a magic thing that happened externally. It was all internal.
There's so much. And it's about loving myself unconditionally. It's trusting, believing, surrendering, visualizing. Mm-hmm. Everything that I teach my clients is exactly what I did and what everybody has the capability of doing at any moment.
Definitely. I believe that.
Yes. Okay. So I have some questions for you that I think some of them actually already went through. Well, let's see. Ooh, this is a good one. What do you think is the purpose of dating? Because obviously I've thought about it my own way, but what is your reason for purpose of dating? And along with that, what is an ideal first date for you?
Okay. So the purpose of dating is for two people to come together physically and enjoy each other's company. But not just aimlessly or endlessly. People just sometimes they're bored, they have time, mm-hmm. but there has to be a purpose behind it. The reason for saying yes to a date should be that you guys have piqued each other's interest. You're interested in this guy's character and his values, or you share common interests and values, and you're responding to that energy. Sometimes women, they just say, I'm hungry, I'll go out with him. And it's like, but what is the purpose of that union? Are you both going to get what you want out of that experience, or are you just wasting each other's time? And I think that there should be a bigger picture for the two of you going out on that date. And if not, there's no purpose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I am such a purpose person. And so I love that you're bringing that up. Like whether it's something that you might look at as a little date or a big choice, huge choice you're making in life, it's always so good to check in with yourself. What is the meaning? What is the purpose of this? What is my purpose?
And men do that all the time. We have to do that because that date is costing us money.
Right.
And I guarantee you that if dates cost women money, they would date less and they would date more strategically and more purposefully. But because it's like, oh, they're thinking in their mind, they're thinking free drinks, free meal. And he's thinking investment. I'm investing. I want a return from this. I want this to be fruitful. I'm not just doing this because I'm bored. In fact, I don't actually want to do this. Most men do not want to date. They do it for the woman in hopes of getting something from her.
Because he'd be happy on the first date if she just came over, obviously.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, I do want to do a little refute about what you're saying about, like, most women are not really being intentional or conscious of this. All I can do is look at how I used to look at dating and then also, like, what I see with my clients. Once again, I'm such a romantic. I didn't just want the fucking free dinner. I didn't. I wanted the romance. I wanted to be there. I wanted to learn about this guy. I want to connect. Okay. All these different things. And there are so many women that is their purpose. Now, yes, there are tons of women that just want the free dinner. However, at the end of the day, I do believe that all of us come to this earth desiring love, regardless, whether people admit it or they don't.
Yeah. And you know, something that I highly encourage for men is a buffer date. A buffer date is short, sweet, inexpensive. I'm talking about 30 minutes, mm-hmm. $10 or less budget, to where you get to feel each other out, to see if the interest is high, see if you guys are attracted to each other, see if there's any intellectual stimulation between the two of you. And if that person passed the test, there can be a second date. And in that second date, that's when the guy is supposed to give everything that you said you loved.
Yes. And I agree. I mean, when I was dating, if I wasn't sure about the guy, like maybe like a situation where like one of his pictures, he was George Clooney and the other one, he was like George Costanza. I don't know. You know, it's one of those like, which one are you? If it was one of those dates, I would show up to the bar early. Uh-huh. It was a drinks date, and I'd sit at the bar and I'd purchase my own glass of wine so that if it wasn't going to be good, and a lot of times I had a few other dates lined up in the evening also, so time-wise it was a good thing to do. I'd put the guy that I wasn't sure about first. So I would get there, purchase my own wine so that it's not like I'd have to be like, please bartender, come over here so the guy can pay for my wine so I can go. Because I believe, and I tell this to my clients all the time, make it as short as you need to. You need to be selfish when you're dating. You need to do it as good for you. You don't stay there for 2 hours if you don't want to be there. And you say whatever you need to say. I have to get up early. Whatever you need to do to take care of yourself, because it is an investment of time.
Definitely.
And so much more.
But you know something? A lot of times what's happening, especially nowadays in this virtual technical text world, a lot of people are not talking over the phone. I highly recommend talking over the phone before that first date, because you get to ask all of the solid questions that you need in order to make you feel comfortable even going on that first date. And then when you do that, when you get to the date, you're excited about what you talked about. You're excited about what you talked about before. So now some people skip that phone call and they go on a date and they are just socially awkward. They don't know what to say. They don't know how to respond to each other. And it removes the strong desire to really be present. You know, you're thinking about what you're gonna do next. And it's like, pull back, get on the phone, do a little text exchange, build anticipation and excitement for each other, so that you're looking forward to that first date and not thinking about, oh, I'm ready for this first date to end because I got another date lined up.
And also with the world that we're living in now, the technology, it doesn't even have to just be a phone call. It can be a FaceTime. So you can make sure he's George Clooney and not George Costanza, bless George Costanza's soul. Nothing wrong with George Costanza. I personally, I'm a huge fan of George Clooney. Other people might prefer George Costanza.
Right. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Get on the FaceTime, do the face-to-face, but also regardless of it, of the visual, it's that energetic connection, which I do believe can start before you meet in person. And so to see that person's face, I do believe it can help with the whole, like, do we have chemistry? Do we have this energetic connection or not?
And even before that, even before exchanging phone numbers, it's like, you know, if you're emotionally available, you know, if you're spiritually grounded, you know, if you're financially in a good place or physically feeling well enough to allow someone else into your space, you need to evaluate yourself even before exchanging that type of energy with somebody else, because there's a lot of people who will accept the date or extend the date and they're not even good company and they're just wasting each other's time. So I would say to everybody out there dating to be honest with yourself and be honest with the other person. You meet somebody, they approach you and they're trying to exchange energy with you. If you're not up to it, be honest and say, you know what? I'm not up to it.
Yes. It's about being honest with ourselves first and then being able to be honest with whoever this person is. And it's a law of attraction. Again, it's when we can trust ourselves and our intuition and our knowing, we can trust the other person. When we're honest with ourselves, we can be honest with the other person. And we want, and you desire honesty also so much more when you're tapped into that whole honest trust wavelength.
Yeah. And, you know, when it comes to dating, you have to think of it as exchanging value and exchanging energy. And what I've observed and experienced is a lot of women just show up. They literally just show up. So I was talking to a client recently and I said, here's what you do. Because most men try to get the upper hand on you by paying for the drinks, paying for the food. I want you to show up one day with 2 turkey wraps, 2 bags of pretzels, 2 bottles of water and say, here, I brought this for us. He's going to be clueless what to do next. But you showed up to the date with value. How much value? $10 worth. It was really nothing. But you're showing him that you are valuable more than what he might think. He's probably think your body is your value. You say, no, I bring more value here. Boom. Now the ball's in your court. What are you going to do with it? He probably won't even know what to do.
Here's a turkey wrap. What are you going to do with it?
Right. He's going to be like, I was planning on paying for the food so that you can owe me.
There's a turkey wrap. Now, are we going to have sex? Or are we still going to have sex? Or are we not? Who knows? I bought you the turkey wrap.
Right.
You don't even have to come back to my place.
Yeah, I brought the pretzels.
Okay, speaking of food, I don't know if you remember, but the last time you were on my show, we had it was such a fun conversation about the produce aisle.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to bring this up again so you can inspire the watchers, the viewers, and the listeners?
Absolutely. And this is a great time because I'm doing a 30-day liquid fast right now, and I'm on day 7.
Mazel tov.
So I have a few weeks left, and it's going great. And I actually have to go to the grocery store tomorrow, and I'm going to be strictly in the produce aisle. I prepare my body. I'm very conscious of what I'm putting inside of my body. I work out every day. And women are attracted to guys like that who care about their health and their wellness. Because, I mean, if you're going to get married, I'm sure you want your husband to live a long time.
Yeah,
so that's what? These type of men are going to be in the produce aisle, ladies. So that's where you need to be. I'm sure when you're in the produce aisle, you're going to see a guy. It's not probably not going to be a whole lot of them, but spend time there. If they're in the other aisles with the sugar and the frozen stuff, stay away from those aisles. The produce aisle is where he's going to be. Go to Whole Foods. You'll see them everywhere.
This is so inspiring me. I want to take a group of single people.
And then just bump his cart. Oh, I'm sorry. he's going to look at you and he's going to identify you don't have anything on your ring finger.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he's the type of man that you want, he will take charge and take it from there. Just bump his cart.
Bump that cart.
Bump his cart.
Listen, bump the cart. This is inspiring me. I want to take a group of women and we're just going to camp out for a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm going to observe, we're going to do an experiment and I'm going to be like, there, next to the avocados, go for it. Attack. Mm-hmm. Attack.
And reach for the same avocado.
What?
Reach for the same exact avocado that he does.
Whoops.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to get that one?
I have a tiny little story where it was not the produce aisle, but I was
I used to live in a building years ago that was attached to a grocery store. The grocery store is at the bottom. And I was in, I don't even know if I was in the wine section, but I was walking by the wine section and there was a very attractive man looking at the wine. So I went over to him and I don't even think about these things. I'm just like, can you recommend a good red? I'm trying to get into reds. Mm-hmm. That's how the conversation started. And then we ended up dating. It turns out he lived in my building. Oh, wow. And so it was really fun, especially that he lived in my building. And it was like this, I don't know, 3-year saga, like kind of like a dating thing. He became part of my life and lots of great learning opportunities and a lot of fun. So it doesn't have to be the produce, but my point is like, no matter if you do see an attractive man anywhere, still go up and just say hello.
He wasn't absolutely. The produce out of this one place.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, this guy happened to be like really into working out and like taking good care of himself, ironically.
Definitely, definitely. Any place is a good place when you are doing the work on yourself to become more attractive. And that's the first step before going out on a date, before signing up for a dating app, before exchanging numbers, before going to an event. Look in the mirror and evaluate yourself and identify the area that you need to become better and do the daily disciplines.
Yes. And whatever it is for you that makes you feel amazing and incredible from the inside out is what you need to do. It doesn't matter like what your best friend is doing or what they say on TV, like whatever you feel inside is going to make you feel good. Just on that.
That's it.
Yes. Okay. Let me see if there's any more questions I'm going to ask you. I feel like we've covered a lot of it. What do you recommend? And we've already kind of done this a little bit, but if you could just sum it up, what do you recommend for people that want to find not just anyone, but the right one for them?
A lot of people wish, they pray, they hope for someone to come and sweep them off their feet. What I tell my clients is to choose the exact guy that you want. You see him and you choose him. That's how men do. They choose. They don't just wait around. Oh, maybe my wife might come one day. I don't know where she's. No. We go out, we look for her, and we find her. And women need to do the exact same thing. Why sit around waiting for leftovers? Know who you want. Make a list of all of the things that you want in the man. That's the first step. If you make a list of all of the things that you want in the man, he's going to start popping up everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. And then all you have to do is cross his path, bump his cart.
Did you say bump his cart?
Bump his cart.
Oh my God. And what I heard was bump his heart. And both of them are so good. And that's bump good. His heart. Rock that's his good. World. Bump his heart.
Bump his heart.
And bump hearts together.
Bump the same. It's the same effect. You got to cross his path and send energy. And this is something that a lot of women don't have the confidence to do. And that's something that I work with my clients on, building their confidence. In fact, in my group, I just did a weekly challenge. I told women to go out and actually approach guys. Yes. Approach the guy that you think is attractive, who fits your ideal mate characteristics. And just ask them, excuse me, do you know what time it is by any chance?
Anything.
Or do you know where I could go get to a 7-Eleven? Anything, anything. If he is any ounce of a man, he will look at you and do something with that energy. He's not going to just let you walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that you're encouraging these women to be courageous, because the truth is that when we step out of our comfort zone and we just take that first step, do it once, then there's this thing that happens inside of us where we just feel so enlivened and excited to do it again and again. And you get so much more confident and courageous every time you do it. So it's just about jumping into the pool, just taking that first step.
It's about the practice. See, the reason why men are so courageous with approaching women, a lot of men, not all men, a lot of men are so courageous and confident with approaching men is because we've been doing it ever since the third grade. You remember the note, will you go with me? Would you go out with me? Check the yes or no box. And she just ripped it up, laughed, and didn't even answer. And so he has to figure it out. So fourth grade, he's trying to figure it out. Fifth grade, sixth grade, eighth grade, high school, college. And he figures it out. Years of studying and learning the opposite sex and getting out there, getting rejected over and over, getting dismissed, humiliated, all of these things over and over and over. But he's learning. He's got practice. So now he's in his 30s, his late 20s, 30s. He knows how to approach a woman and get results. And women need to start this practice as well. You have to get comfortable and confident with talking to men and engaging with men and exchanging energy with men, because you are valuable. And when you are valuable, you have to act like it. You have to be confident in yourself. It can't be, oh, get to know me and you'll learn that I really am confident. No, just be confident.
Yeah.
Be courageous. Be the person. Not all of my family. If you ask my family members, if you ask my friends, they'll tell you how confident and courageous. No, let him see it right then and there, how courageous and confident that you are in yourself. And he's going to respond to that energy. That's what gets a man excited about a woman. That's what gets a man asking for your number and ask you out on dates and asking for a relationship and asking for your hands in marriage. Because who wants to be with a woman who needs constant confidence boosting every single day? It's like, no, wake up and be confident so that I don't have to be that cheerleader. Oh, you're amazing today. That's exhausting. Ladies, be confident, and it'll show in that first conversation, that first engagement, and that's going to excite him and make him want to have more engagements and exchange more energy with you.
I could not agree more. And what I point out to my clients is that girls want a guy who's confident. And so I point out, don't you think that a guy would want the girl to be confident, because they don't flip it around and think about that. So it's exactly what you're saying, that these girls need to be the confidence already. So that, first of all, so you can even attract the match of that confidence, or else you're just going to attract a guy who's not confident. So that's important. Also, you got to be the confidence so you can attract the confidence as well. Yes, and be the confidence.
Absolutely. And there's an additional danger in there, because when a woman meets a guy who's not confident, she'd be like, I don't know if I want to date you. I don't know if I want to be with you. But when a guy meets a woman who is not confident, he doesn't throw her away. He still uses.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
For what he feels she's good for.
But yeah.
He's just not going to keep her.
Okay.
He's not going to secure that relationship.
Yeah. And this is the work that I do with my clients. Know your worth. Know your value. You were born to deserve love. You are worthy of love. You have everything inside that you need to attract the love that is out there just waiting to meet you. These guys are waiting. They want to meet the real you. So just be the real you.
They are waiting every day. They're out there on the hunt. They are searching. They are looking for you, ladies. You have to believe that, and you have to send out the energy as if you're trying to attract him to you.
Yes.
And it will work. It will work today.
Start today, everyone. Go to the avocados. Okay, yes. So we got to wrap up. How can people find you? Everything.
First of all, thanks so much for having me on the show. I always have a great time. Looking forward to you coming to New York. You guys can find me on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube under Cheyenne Bostock. And you can also check out my books and information on coaching on my website at CheyenneBostock.com.
Amazing. And as always, everyone can find me at TheRelationshipExpert.com. Cheyenne, thank you so much for coming back to the show. So great to see you. And yes, looking forward to seeing you in New York. It'll be fun. And everyone, join us every week, Mondays at 5 p.m. Pacific. Love Talk Live on LA Talk Radio. Thanks, everyone. Have a great night.
Good night.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.